Bienvenidos and welcome to Surviving Spanish with Karen, a short podcast with targeted lessons to complement your Spanish learning. This week, we're going to look at the common terms used to describe the Spanish language and the people who speak it. I'm going to show you very useful phrases for exchanging money, and you're going to learn about Colombia. Last week, on episode 8, I told you guys I was working on an exciting project, and I'm ready to reveal it. I've made a workbook for the first 8 episodes of this podcast that has all of the Spanish components and information that we've covered so far. It has some areas where you can fill in blanks and translate phrases so that you can keep your notes nice and organized. For all my podcast listeners, this workbook will be free. So send me an email at karenalvteacher@gmail.com and I will send you the workbook. Latino, Hispanic, Spanish. Let's debunk the difference between these words. Depending on who you ask, some of these terms can be used incorrectly, and for some people, they can even be insulting. Now, the important thing to remember is that the word Spanish comes from the country Spain. So, someone who is Spanish is, in other words, Spaniard. You might think that the language is called Spanish, but it's actually called Castilian or Castellano. Keep in mind that Castilian or Spanish, as we know it, is not the only language spoken in Spain. They also speak Galician and Catalan, but that's a story for another day. Since Castilian is one of the main languages spoken in Spain, and it is the main language that was brought over to the Americas, people will mostly relate the word Spanish to the language. Now, what's going on with the words Latin, Latino, Latina, and Latin American? The word Latin is the base language of all Romance languages. To give you guys an idea of how different Latin and Spanish are, I'll take you back to my first year of university. Disclaimer, I'm much more prepared with languages now than I was then, but here's the story. When I signed up for the classes, I saw Latin and said, sure, why not? It can't be that hard. I'm Latina and I speak Spanish, so let's do it. Those of you who have studied Latin know that I was in for a shock. Latin is an insanely difficult language to learn because not only is it a dead language because there are no surviving speakers of it, but its cases and the way that word order works is insane. If you're up for a grossly hard challenge, I recommend you take up Latin. Now, I'm not going to lie, it was the first class I ever failed in my entire life. Do all Latinos speak Spanish? Nope. Latin America is the term coined for any country below the United States. So that means Mexico, all the countries of Central America, and all the countries of South America. In the 1400s, El Trato de Tordesillas, or the Treaty of Tordesillas, allowed Portugal to keep a large part of South America for their colonies. That is what we now know as Brazil. Now, a Brazilian person is a Latino, but after living in southern Brazil, Curitiba, to be exact, it's very easy to see that way more people speak English than Spanish as their second language. So, a Latino or a Latina is someone who comes from Latin America. If you don't want to insult anyone or just stayed neutral, you should use the term Hispanic. The word Hispanic is used to describe anything that is tied to the Spanish language, no matter the location or history. So now that you've learned about the terms Spanish, Latin, Latino, Latina, and Hispanic, I hope you use them well. Now let's talk about money. In this week's episode, we're going to learn useful phrases for exchanging money. For this purpose, I'm using Cuban pesos, Canadian dollars, and American dollars, but please remember to research the currency of the country you are visiting. Oftentimes, you can use American dollars on vacation, but you most likely will be ripped off, so be aware. Now, the word money in Spanish is dinero, dinero. And we're going to be using it quite a bit in the following phrases. To talk specifically about a currency, you should use the name of the currency. For example, we say dólares americanos for American dollars and dólares canadienses for Canadian dollars. In Cuba, they have a tourist currency, which they call pesos cubanos. Now, how do you ask someone, where can I exchange money? If you're a smart traveler, you know that exchanging money at the airport is not a good idea, and tariffs or fees can be very high at hotels. So you might want to ask, ¿dónde puedo intercambiar dinero? ¿Dónde puedo means where can I? Intercambiar, exchange, dinero, money. ¿Dónde puedo intercambiar dinero? Once you do find a place where you can exchange money, you'll need to ask, can I exchange X amount of dollars? In Spanish, we say, ¿puedo intercambiar? Can I exchange? Plus the amount of dollars. So, ¿puedo cambiar 100 dólares? Or, ¿puedo intercambiar 100 dólares americanos? Now, if you want to ask for the exchange rate, in English, you would say, what is the exchange rate for plus the currency or the amount of money? But in Spanish, it doesn't work that way. Instead, we ask, at how much is the plus whatever currency we're using? So it would sound like this. ¿A cuánto está el dólar canadiense? ¿A cuánto, at how much, está, is, el dólar canadiense, the Canadian dollar? ¿A cuánto está el dólar americano? At how much is the American dollar? ¿A cuánto está el peso cubano? At how much is the Cuban peso? As always, remember, you will get a chance to repeat these phrases in a couple of minutes. Once you get these phrases down pat, please make sure you ask about the fee or tariff of the exchange, because I've been that bubbly tourist who doesn't ask and then ends up with a $30 fee for $100. So be careful and ask, ¿cuánto es la tarifa de cambio? ¿Cuánto es? How much is? La tarifa, the tariff or tax, de cambio, of change or exchange. ¿Cuánto es la tarifa de cambio? Now, you might ask, do I use intercambio or cambio? Intercambio means exchange, and cambio means change, but we use them pretty similarly when we're talking about money. if you don't get a chance to exchange money, you will really need to know the following phrase. Before you sit at a restaurant or try to make a purchase, make sure you ask, ¿Puedo pagar con dólares canadienses aquí? Can I pay with Canadian dollars here? Or ¿Puedo pagar con dólares americanos aquí? ¿Puedo pagar? Can I pay con dólares americanos with American dollars aquí? Here? Or to keep it simple, you could try aceptan dólares plus the currency you have. Aceptan dólares means, do you accept dollars? So, aceptan dólares canadienses? Aceptan dólares americanos? Or even, aceptan euros? Now is your turn to repeat. Dinero. Dólares canadienses. Dólares americanos. Pesos cubanos. ¿Dónde puedo intercambiar dinero? Puedo intercambiar 100 dólares aquí. ¿A cuánto está el dólar canadiense? ¿A cuánto está el dólar americano? ¿Cuánto es la tarifa de cambio? ¿Puedo pagar con dólares canadienses aquí? ¿Puedo pagar con dólares americanos aquí? ¿Aceptan dólares canadienses? ¿Aceptan dólares americanos? ¿Aceptan euros? Hablemos sobre Colombia. Let's talk about Colombia. Every single one of my students who has traveled to Colombia absolutely falls in love with the country. Colombia is known for its liveliness, great music, awesome food, and like most other Latin American countries, their beaches. The name of Colombia comes from the explorer Christopher Columbus, but Christopher, or Cristobal, never actually set foot in their country. With one of my students, I studied a bit about the history of Colombia, and they have a very rich history of trials and tribulations with the Spanish kingdom. Did you know that Greater Colombia used to include Panama, Ecuador, and Venezuela? Colombia is the first country in what we geographically know as South America, and it is the last of the countries that touches both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. For this reason, you have a wide variety of types of beaches that I have heard great things about. Now, you might have heard of Colombia through narco films or narco novelas, but please realize that crime exists everywhere in Latin America. And while they did have a very, very violent past, it is a safe place to travel to. Of course, as long as you don't go out looking for trouble. Some of the most famous dishes of Colombia are la bandeja paisa, which includes different types of meat, rice, beans, avocados, plantains, and arepas, or just arepas. Some of the must-see cities of Colombia include Cali, Medellin, Bogota, and Barranquilla. Today, we looked at the different ways to refer to people who speak Spanish. We talked about some very useful phrases for exchanging money, and you learned a bit about Colombia. Thanks again for tuning into this educational podcast, and I would love it if you could share it with a friend or family member so they can kickstart their Spanish learning. Also, if you don't follow me on Instagram, today, May 20th, I'm starting 31 Days of Spanish with Karen, where you can learn more basic phrases and vocabulary for surviving in a Spanish-speaking country. So check it out. My username is @SpanishWithKaren. As always, see you next week. Nos vemos la próxima semana.